Parshat Yitro, God tells Moshe to get ready. We're going to receive the Torah. He tells him to go up, and after the Ten Commandments, he's going to go up to Har Sinai, and Hashem's going to teach him the whole Torah in 40 days. And he says to him, there's an interesting verse here. It says, ויאמר השם אל משה, הנה אנוכי בא אליך, באב ענן, בבוא ישמע העם, בדברי עמך, הנה, I will come to you, I will appear to you in a cloud, in order that the people should hear that I'm speaking to you, וגם בך יאמינו לעולם, and they will always believe in you, they will also always believe in you. And Rav Moshe Feinstein comments on what does this mean, and they will also believe in you. He says that first of all, it's very different from when after Yetziat Mitzrayim and after the splitting of the sea, when it says in the Torah, "Ve'aminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo," they believed in God and in Moshe his servant. The difference being, the first time when it said they'll believe in God and his servant, Moshe Rabbeinu was wearing the hat of the leader. He was the one bringing them out of slavery into freedom. But in this case, in this verse, Moshe Rabbeinu is the teacher. He's the one that brings the Torah to the Jewish people. That's why Ve'aminu b'cha, they will also believe in you. What are they going to believe in you? They're going to believe in you that all the Torah comes from you. All the Torah that we have comes from Moshe. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says something interesting about this. He says that there's a long, long debate amongst philosophers whether law is a natural law or is law invented by people. Does it come from a ruler? Does law, just the legitimacy of law, stem from the fact that there's a sovereignty making the law? That's why we have a law. Or is law natural, comes from human reason, morality, universal morality in the Kantian version? So Rav Moshe says from here, we see that the law is that a person should always, that the rule is that a person should always believe that the law that we have as Jews, it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, it's not natural. It's not because of natural reason, logic, or anything like that. It comes to us because it came from Hashem to Moshe, and all the laws that we have are positive law that came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbat Shalom.